We're holding Simon Kuf Lamadalad, Sif Aleph. Sahago, no Gimel Harvest, but Tachanuni, but Shedim Chemishi. The meaning is that we add extra tefillahs in Shedim Chemishi, like we'll see at the end, because they were considered the days of Rachamim. And therefore we add extra tefillahs. And therefore, V'armim, V'hurachum, we add the long tefillah before, together with Tachanun, the tefillah V'hurachum. Remember, said B'kol Rom. The Shulchan Aruch says that you say it out loud. The tekana, which when they introduce this tefillah, they introduce it, it should be said standing. And a person who does not say it standing says it's seated. His urban is considered a parrot scatter. And a parrot scatter, Pasuk says, Yishchenu Nochosh. So you don't want to be in that group. Mishavur will bring a shita which says that you're not called parrot scatter. Remember once a person tried to argue me. So the shita told you how to sit. He said, no, you didn't say that. He says, you're not called parrot scatter. So you don't get to call the parrot scatter. You just got to knock. It didn't mean you're supposed to sit. Like, let's get it straight. You know, like, I don't know how you could read that Mishavur wrong. But, you know, people, there's a saying in Yiddish, Yedda Bal Darshan Darshan Vizich, you know, you read things the way you want to read them. Okay. The Ramah says, our minister is to say it standing. However, we don't say it out loud, we say it quietly. Okay? These were considered days of Rachamim and Rotzen. Rav Shabur says that the last set of the Luchos, Rav Shabenu went up to get the luchas on the Yom Hay and came down on Yom Beis. And that's why those days were Nikos, days of Rachamim. That's why whenever they were Masakin, Tanesim, there's always an Abeis and a Hay and a Beis, etc. Those are the days which are chosen for the Tanesim because those are considered days of Rachamim, days of Rotz. Okay. This Mishabur of Cotton Isle of Noigam the Harbors.
So this had nothing to do with days of Shuk and maybe there were more people in the Shul and so forth.
What if they say that reason? I don't know. You give a midrash harachim in uvida. They would say keler chapayim and shem hashem, and they would say vidui as well. So, just want to point out if that which is the minhag of the nusach svar or meduta mizrach, as they say vidui and they say shem hashem and they say vidui. So if you're davening there, you should follow the minhag amokim. In general, anything which is done in a public way, so it's obvious whether you're following them, joining them or not, you should join them. Because the rule of Al Yishan Adam in Neh is you should follow the minhag amokim. So Rav Moshe says, for example, if you're in the shul which is davening the sasar and you normally daven the ashkenaz, but kedusha which is to be said out loud, you would say Nakdishoch as opposed to a Kadesh. Something which is said quietly so that, you know, then a person can do either way. Rav Moshe suggests even the things that said Tipsuk and Zimra, the order of Nusach Svar and Nusach Ashkenaz is different. So a person really could say it quietly and say it in the order which he normally davens. He says, but he has to be careful not to say it out loud. He shouldn't be Mashanah Minog HaMakam. Some shuls have their minig is that they have no minig.
Oh, right.
We talk about this in the Hilchas. In the Lachos of Minog HaMakam, Tav Samaches, that's where the Pri Chadosh talks about it, two places in Tav Samaches, Tav Samaches and Tav Tzadivov. So there he brings that if there is a concept brought, you know, where you had a situation where multiple cities had been attacked, destroyed, or lay another, you know, terrible, and all the survivors gathered together in this one city from multiple cities, with each one with their own menhagim. So that became now the minhag of that makom was that they had different kilos with different menhagim. And that's an accepted option. that you can have such a thing, which is what we pretty much have in America. Okay. So you say Bahurachum, the Mishabura, Siv Cotton Bays, but Tikun Amiroso, Hoyade, Mice and Nace, Godlok, Mabubi, Koboy, Nifus Mishadur. The Sefer Koboy, one of the Rishonim, brings the story of how it was introduced. There was a non Jewish governor who made tremendous decrees against the Jews, and there was three individuals, two brothers and a cousin, who the decrees became unbearable and the punishments were terrible, they didn't become with the money, etc. And they were Mesak and the Tila Bahurachum, and through that the decree was removed. You have to say it with kavana. You have to say it slowly and not quickly. You know, Mishabura like sort of stresses that. You know, the moss and beloved marutza. I mean, usually the two. You know, if it's moss, it's not for marutza. You know, for some reason or other, he needs to stress it because there is probably some place in Klai Yisur that they do it for marutza. So that one place in Klai Yisur, the doing marutza, he needs to point out that you know it's better you should say it slowly. I don't know where the minute came to get so quickly. I don't know. I can't explain it to you. Right. There's multiple things that you find like that, you know, that, you know, like the minig, the way the Arlam is noyheg is not according to the way the halacha would prefer you to do it. So a person does not stand called these nikra parts getter. Yeshua, Mr. Baruch, it's a cotton gimel. The like nikra parts getter, Elam Kane, Loyal Moral Klau. Avi Mamaroi, Shalom Amida, Loyhavi Bechal parts getter. Mishabura never said it was mutter to say it's seated, you know, that Dominic is to say it's seated. He just said, you're not called a parrot's getter. The parrot's getter was, this is something which Kleisel has undertaken, and so that's considered like a getter. The Minhagim of Kleisel function as a getter. And a person who's parrot's getter, he deserves, you know, that the Nachash was the first parrot's getter in the Bria. Adam Rishon and Chav were given a responsibility, and he broke through that. So he's called the first parrot scatter. So he comes as an Einish, all the people which are parrot scatter. So some say that the only song is in a parrot scatter, we don't say it at all.
How much do you have to say of it in order to be not a parrot scatter?
There's different shiurim, there's a Brisker shiur, there's a Chazanish shiur, I don't know.
I think Nusach Sar has a much shorter version.
Nusach Sar has a shorter version that they do because they save it every day, so they have less of errors. Okay, the Omroi Meumad, Chen Kelach Apayim Shomer Ma'achar Chatzikad and Shorach Lama Gam Ken Meumad. Kelach Apayim also does be said Meumad. Neshiyesh Bechatanu Vidit Shorach Lama Arisah Meumad. So in general, the rule is really has to be said standing, and in it we say Chatanu Chodoyin Slachno. So we say Chatanu Chodoyin. That's a form of a vidit. I remember that, you know, the in slichas that we say, Shena Femishi, or during the Yom Neroyim, so you have the paragraph of Zchorach Mecha, which you say after you finish, you're given Midrash Arachamim, Zchorach Mecha, then there's the many places add the Tefillah of Chatanu Sereinu and Kelner Fonoa, the Tefillah for the slicha for people, for illnesses. So the phrase is Chatanu Sereinu. So it tells them not to say it standing because Chatanu Sereinu is a vidui. So the paragraph was a Chorach HaMecha you can be seated for, but for Chatanu Sereinu you had to stand up because anytime you say vidui it should be said standing. Okay. So some people say it was a belachish. The reason the minute that they say it quietly because it functions parallel to Shemoneh Esrei, so this ever Mate Moshe. Mate Moshe is one of the Rishonim, and he says that the reason why it's compared to Shemoneh Esrei, if you look at each of the three sections, each one of the two brothers and the cousin, you know, each was wrote up one section. Each section has Hashem's name 18 times, parallel in Shemoneh Esrei. So that's why it's parallel to Shemoneh Esrei. You say it Belachash. The time they every Shana, Taylor Kavana. The first opinion says you say it out loud. And now, Mr. Berg uses an idiom which is used in the Gemara, but Nahar, Naharu, Shat, Upashte, opinion set. Each river goes its own direction and it spreads out. You know, whatever you do is good. We saw before, earlier on, multiple times already, Mishnah Berurah brought up this issue that it's proper to say Nefilas HaPayim together with the Sheikh Tzibur to the extent that a person finished Shemoneh Esrei and had not a time to take his three steps back, he holds you to be Nefilas HaPayim, they're able to Nefilas HaPayim together with the Tzibur. You know, the rules, you have to wait after you go back, you have to wait before you go back. So your place for this purpose, you wouldn't have to wait. Even though it's a total question of, you know, a few seconds, but you should say it together with the Tzibur. So this opinion says, the Be'er Hetzer brings his opinion that you should say, you should say, Nefilas HaPayim, Mayim Nomel God, or Rachum HaKanun, you should say it together with Medavka, together with the Tzibur should say it together. The whole Tzibur should say it together. So therefore, even if you finish early, you should wait. Now, or Pash should be the same thing. If a person is going more slowly, he should interrupt his Rachum and say the Nefilas HaPayim with the Tzibur, then go back to finish off the rest of what he's saying.
Are you allowed to do that?
Yes.
That's my result.
Now, but Chazal Shari Tshuva did not aim Roy B'Tzibur and Mamtim Al Shteich Tzibur Kolech Anor Falapa B'Shosh Shagarmer Ayin Shom. The Shari Tshuva writes that nowadays people don't wait. He says, why? Because they introduced this Vehu Rachum as an introduction to Nefilas HaPayim for the way we do it in Nosach Ashkenaz, and it said beforehand. And therefore, you shouldn't wait. There shouldn't be too much of a time lapse between the Vehu Rachum. Now, Pasha, what it would mean is really that, you know, a person who tried to say it more slowly and then say Nefilas HaPayim together with the Chazan. If you have a Chazan who goes slower than you. My problem is not that. Usually the fellow's time Rambam goes, it's me, goes quicker than me. So that's the argument. Now the Nusach Svar came along and said, let's do better, because the Rambam sees the Nefilas HaPayim as an extension of Shemoneh Esrei. And you're not supposed to be mafsik even bedibur between the Shemoneh Esrei and the Nefilas HaPayim. So therefore they say it immediately after Shemoneh Esrei, and then say Vehu Rachum afterwards. So because of this issue. Okay. So Monday and Thursday I consider you may rot and Mishnah Berurah Sikkat and Vav. Shabbayim Yom Shal Kabbalah Luchas Acharnish Shahol Yemei Ratzon. We know that the last 40 days Hashem had agreed to give Klai Yisrael Luchas Acharnish even after they did Averis and they did Tshuva. So that's a tremendous concept of Ratzon, that Bereshit was willing to interact with Klai Yisrael even after they done Averis because they've done Tshuva. In that situation, the merchant told Moshe, "Allah Moshe Rabbeinu, Allah Mashalim B'yam Hey, B'yard B'yam Beis." So he went up on a Thursday. Came down on a Monday. If you do your math, if Christ had left Mitzrayim on Thursday, so that would put Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos Sunday and put Yom Kippur on a Monday. Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yom Kippur, which is a Monday, so work backwards from that 40 days beforehand. Takes you back to Yom Hei. Now, not everybody agrees that we left Mitzrayim on Yom Hei, but according to that understanding, we left Mitzrayim on Yom Hei, so this would be the calculation. And that's why when we come to Tanesim, we fast on Mondays and Thursdays, the Sanas Behem, and comes Sayyid Simon Taf Kufpei, Masha Nitu Shom, Mr. Peru. So we have this idea after Yom Tovah, we fast Bahab. We have when there's Ritanetzim for rain, they would fast Bahab. There was a Zorah, they would fast Beis Hay and Beis. It was always these days, because these were days of Rotsu. Okay, that's the dinner of Hurachu. Sif Beis now moves to the minig of the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it. Was on a Monday and Thursday, you would take the Sefer Torah out. The first thing they would do is before they lay, they would actually show the Ksav to the Tzibur. If you go to the Dut Mizrach, the Sephardi Minyan, they take the Sefer Torah out in the canister and they open it up and they carry it open to show everybody the Ksav. So they show it before the Kriya. Our minhag is to show it after the Kriya, as the Rambam will mention. The reason, if you try and guess the reason why we do it after is ourselves beforehand, it's hard to figure out what would the reason be. The reason is the Sharkes of Gedolah says that people got into their head, it's more important to see the ksav than to listen to the kriya. So as an incentive to make sure they hear the kriya, they put the bingmar of the ksav afterwards. This one will stick around, because if they see the ksav before and I saw the ksav and now I can leave, they wouldn't stick around for the kriya zatara. Kriya zatara is the kana from Moshe Rabbeinu. Bingmar of the ksav is Masechta Sofrim. It's not, you know, it's from Chazal, but it's not the kana from Moshe Rabbeinu. But you know, that's the way of the world. That the kol kadosh b'yosef is kol b'yosef. Okay. So zot shachurach mar pnei ksiba sefer Torah l'om ha'omim liyamina v'smarla. So the person shows the actual the ksiba to the people there, first to his right and to his left. Masir lefon of lachra, he makes sure he shows facing forward and also facing behind him. Shisa kol anoshim v'noshim l'rosek sab v'lich roya. It is proper every all men and women they should see the ksav and they should bow towards the sefer Torah. But Lord Merzusat Torah, Torah Hashem Tamim. Some people have other pesukim as they say as well. Our minhag is not to do it before we lay in, but rather after we lay in. When we take it out, we do not show, but we do the following. Our Mashiach Tzibar Gadlu, Acholamim Raimimu, Avarachimim, Yerchem Amma Musim, Vyashamim Lermer, Alakol Yiskadel, some people actually have the minhag to say during the weekdays as well. We say that paragraph of Elul Kol on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You should hold the Sefer Torah on your right, on the right side. And when the first person who goes up the lane to read, which is usually the Kayan, we'll say, we would say the pasuk of Baruch, or the phrase, Baruch Hashem Torah Lamo Yisrael B'Tushasa. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lachas. Samar Aksav. Machaber Kosev Din Zeh Kadam Hilvus Kriyas HaTorah. It's here before all the lachas of Kriyas HaTorah. We would have put it afterwards because we do it afterwards. It's here. She came in and got started and might be a Kadam HaKriya. The Svarim actually shall the Sefer Torah before they read. But I'm going to do it afterwards. Okay. The person who picks Sefer Torah up to show to the Tzibur. So that language is the language of the Masechta Sofrim. That you open up three columns. Now, the language sounds like you open it up before you pick it up. So you open up three columns and then you pick up the Sefer Torah. The Dafka Nokat Shloisha. My Rama says maybe it's Dafka three and not more or not less. You shouldn't do more. So the Mishnah Berurah, Manir Li, the Tol of the Feet, Kayach HaMagbiyah. A person who's stronger, who's able to open it more, can open more. He's not limited to dafka to three. But three is the minimum. Fine. Take Sefer Torah. You show the Sefer Torah. Because of Karenim, Kishamara Sefer Torah La'om. When you show the Sefer Torah to the Tzibur, you're standing I'm not sure this Mizrach HaTeva issue, why it's after Mizrach HaTeva. If you're holding Marav HaTeva, you don't do any different. Yaakov in Mizrach L'Dorim, but the point is you're facing east, so you will first turn from the Mizrach to the south, which is to your right. So Shakosa Basiman Kukhes and Kahanim Ayin Shalom. The Kahanim, when they would turn, if they're facing east, they'll turn to their right, which is to the south. Okay.
So he's standing on the east of the Teva?
No, he means he's facing east. That the point is he's facing east.
Facing east.
Right. Okay. Now, do you? There's one of the questions is, and then he says, Shulchan Aruch lesson is you show it to those who are on your right and those on your left. So it sounds like you don't go all the way around. What you do is you first. Now he says that you show it. So now it's interesting the way the Svarim do Hagba. The person who's holding it is holding it. He's behind the Ksav, and the Ksav is in front of him. Like he holds the canister from behind. Say, the Torah is open. He turns to the right, so the people on the right can see the Ksav. Then he turns to the left. The way we do the Hagba, the Ksav is facing us. If we turn to our right first, the people on our left can see. If we turn to our left first, people on the right can see. So it's an interesting question. If the Shulchan Aruch says that really the goal is to show it to the people on the right, and then the people on the left. So the main thing is, it doesn't sound, it's not so much the way you turn, it's who you're showing it to. But Shabura says that the point is, you turn facing east, you turn to the south, which means the people on the north are going to see it, not the people on the south. Right? Because the people in the south are blocking. As Mr. Shabura will point out, that you have to see the actual sub, you only see the Zotar once you see if you see the back of the Zotar, you don't see the Zotar. Because this role is not what we got. It's the words that we got from that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. So there is actually an opinion that you've turned first to your left. Then for the people on the right. So the goal is not so much it's not so much that you turn to Yamin, but the people on the Yamin are the ones who are shown it first. But Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say that. So we say the Kaddish, there's a Musiv, we say the Kaddish is Kabbal for Shacharis, and then we do Kriya Sotar, and then we dive in Musiv and say Kaddish is Kabbal again after Musiv. There's a mitzvah everybody there to see and to bend, to bow. If you're outside, it's mitzvah to come inside and join the tzibur, as the tzibur is accompanying the Sefer Torah. Okay, liros hakzav. So first, Mishnah Berurah here brings a Kabbalistic concept over here. Taim shiira ha'osias atchiyah yachol lekroisim ki kosim kabbalim shayyeh deizen nimshan or gadol al adam. If you go to see the letters, and you get to the point that you're close enough, you can actually read the letters. By doing so, you're bringing the kedusha of the letters onto yourself, and it brings an or gadol into the person's neshama. So it's a ma'ila api kabbalah. This the Rizal was knowing to do. They write down the Rizal himself was actually knowing to do this.
If a person gets an aliyah and he looks at the letters, does he get that same or gadol, or only when he said it b'shas hagba?
Pasha is only b'shas hagba. Okay. And b'larm is a Torah. Once you're able to see the actual letters, which means you're facing the ksav, not the back of the Sefer Torah. And if the person does hagba, doesn't ever turn it towards you, which isn't correct on his part, you don't say it's a Sefer Torah. Because you're not, what are you pointing to? Mishabur does not mention the meaning of pointing. The Shulchan Aruch. Only the Shulchan Aruch mentions the concept. With the Sefer Torah says you look at the Ksav and you bow. So that should be done. That's some people bow and point, which is fine. Some people just point and they'll bow. But that's like, you know, we replace the din with it again with the minig. Now the Reb Chaim Kanevsky was asked, like, you know, what's the makor for this minig? Because, like, you know, so he brings the Reb Chaim Falaji mentions this minig already. So it's already around 300 years ago. And he seems to say it's a proper minig to do. Rechaim Falaji says you actually point with your etzba, your forefinger, not with your pinky. The makor for the pinky, he doesn't have a makor for the pinky. Why people point with their pinky? Okay. By the way, by the Leil Seder, Mr. Brewer brings down that you take out from the kais, you take out with your etzba. Oh, yeah. It's a remez of etzba lekimhi. So you take out with the etzba. When you pour out the wine by the makas, you should use your forefinger. He does not bring the zeris. He says those who use the zeris is incorrect.
What's zeris?
The pinky. So don't ask me. Kaisel is a very interesting thing. Yes?
Mice and people don't bat. I've never seen anybody bat.
Right.
Anybody else? I've never seen anybody do that. I guess I never watched Ravi.
Okay.
So it could be that it's a good idea to bow.
Yeah, I mean, what an halacha. Okay.
Is the fork back or a knife back for taking the drumstick out of the cup?
The two minhagim brought over there are with your finger or pouring out from the cup directly. I've never seen the brought down that you use something else.
Well,
could be. So I'm a shliach tzibur. So the shliach tzibur says we say the gadlu mishaber met the minigar the one brich shmei b'shas hutzos has sefer Torah. Now the brich shmei is a zoyer parshas v'yakel that when you take the sefer Torah out you should say brich shmei. The language of the zoyer is when you take the sefer Torah out, which means the way it's understood, like most poskim, not say it and then take the Torah out. While you're in the action of taking the Sefer Torah out from the Hesel, you say Brich Shmei. Right? Wow. That's, you know, which again, that's not the meaning. Many places what they do is they first say Brich Shmei, and then they say, oh, Brich Shmei, and then we take the Sefer Torah out. That's not how the Zohar says to do it. Now, it might take you a little, you know, you have to either say Brich Shmei quickly or take the Sefer Torah out slowly. But Ben Bechol B'Shabbos, you say that on the week on Shabbos as well. There was a minute not to say it on Shabbos. He says, no, we do say it on Shabbos. If you didn't say it during the moment of taking it out, you may continue to say it until they open up, they uncover it and unroll the Sefer Torah. When we say on Shabbos, we say all these. So each time we pick up a Sefer Torah. Okay.
I mean, if the person's a chazan and he takes him a long time to say Brich Shmei, is he allowed to skip some of the words and just like skip to the end?
I don't set up his ears. Okay. The Yamin, you should hold it with your right hand. Hashem HaKsav, it says, the Chasuv V'minot Tzichabkenu, Tzichabkeni. Hashem is hugging me with his right side. Fine. Now,
Burnbaum
Siddur has line.
Hakel
Tamim?
You ever heard of that
passage? If you look at the Siddur, the Siddur doesn't have it. No? Doesn't have it, see? Okay, I mean, I can't tell you about that. I'm walking in the language of the earth. I do want to point out an interesting question.
One passed.
Can I pass it?
No. It does
have. Yeah. 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 Okay. It's there. Okay. It's there. The pasuk is "V'zotzat Torah Shasom Hashem Lifnei Bnei Yisrael." That's a pasuk. That's a pasuk in Parshas Veschanu. Right, that's what the pasuk ends. Pi Hashem Yad Moshe. There's no such pasuk. There's a pasuk. Pi Hashem Yachanu. Pi Hashem Yisol. As expressed, Hashem Shemar. Pi Hashem Yad Moshe. That's the that is such a pasuk. So the pasuk which we do, or the phrase that we say, is actually a combination of the pasuk with the Torah, which is so much of the Ifnei Bnei Yisrael, end of that pasuk, and then we take the last phrase from the pasuk of Yaakov of Pesach Misol, as he says Shemar of Pesach Miad Moshe, and we say that phrase. So the poskim grapple with this issue that you're not supposed to say half a pasuk. That you're not supposed to say a pasuk called pasuk little pasuk Moshe and anlo paskinan. You're supposed to say half a pasuk. So one teretz is saying that Derech Tefillah is acceptable, but over here pasuk you're not even saying Derech Tefillah. You're saying you're talking about Torah. So the Gros says that the Sefer Shari Rachamim, which was written by the Talmidei Agroa, one of the Talmidei Agroa, Menhagim of the Agroa, the Agroa he brings up the garden, actually said the full pasuk. So much and they said that he would say the full pasuk. He wouldn't just say the last part of it.
Hello, Dr. Glogan.
Okay. Zogt the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Lamed Hei. So we're going to start the lachas of Hilchos Kriyas Torah. That's going to take us for a while. They start now and they go for over 10 simonim.
What have you been saying about the alcoholics and all these
okay.
Shabbos?
Okay, Mishabur says, let's do this. Mishabur brings introduction to the simon before we start. So let's see Mishabur's introduction. So, Kosovo Rama, Perakit Bez Mithlas Tefillah. The Rama says in Perakit Bez Mithlas Tefillah, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Lahem Li Yisrael, She Okurim Batar Barabim, Bishabis, Ubisheni, Ubachamishi, Bishachris. So, Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin to say that we should read from the Sefer Torah Barabim, which means amongst 10, when you have a minion of 10 people. And this is done 3 times in the week, Shabbos morning, Monday morning, and Thursday morning. No, they should not go 3 days without having learned any Torah, heard any Torah. So that was the comment. The Chazal bring it down that the remez to this was the Gemara says it. They went for 3 days and they did not have water. And then they complained. Moshe Rabbeinu says, had they went 3 days and having the water of Torah, they would not have complained. So in response to that, he was masakin that they would read the Sefer Torah. At least every 3 days, the person's hearing some words of Torah from the Sefer Torah. The Takana requires 10 people. There's a major discussion, Shabur talks about it. Is this a chiyuv on the tzibur, or this is a chiyuv on the individuals? So if I personally missed Kriyas HaTorah, do I have any responsibility to go to another shul or to make it up the next week or whatever it is? Or no, the tzibur has to lay. As long as the tzibur lay, even though I missed, so I don't have any individual responsibility. The tzibur has a key to make sure that there's a Kriyas HaTorah. So this is a machlokes. The Mishabur's team is to be inclined that it's a chiyuv on the tzibur, not on the yachid. There's not everybody holds like that, but that's the Mishabur seems to be inclined, and that's what he holds. Okay, comes Ezra Tikkun Shiv Karin Gamba Mincha Shabbos Shabbos. Ezra added a fourth time Shabbos Mincha. Why is that? Mishum Yeshe Kronos. The people which do not have time to come for Shein and Chamishi, and so they should have a chance to have a second Kriya on Shabbos when the people weren't working. He added a second Kriya for them. He didn't have an option of doing a third Kriya, so at least they have two Kriyas during their week. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. The Yeshikaras over here. Yeshikaras in many places just means the people which are not doing anything, just sitting around by the corners. Right? But over here it means the people who are outside as opposed to the people who were able to come to davening. So during the week they were not able to come to davening. At least on Shabbos they would be able to do. So he added a fourth time. So kind of one thing which Ezra added. It should be 3 arlim as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu's tekana of one person could read the whole thing. So Ezra said, no, it has to be 3 different people. So 3 different people will have a responsibility / opportunity to read from the Sefer Torah. Well, Yikra Pachos Me'asar Psukim, they have to read at least 10 Psukim. The more says for Moshe Rabbeinu's tekana, it was 3 psukim, and one person can read all 3, or 3 people can each one can read 1. Here, it's that there has to be 3 people. Each one has to read at least 3 psukim. There has to be a total of 10. So one has to get an aliyah of at least of. The one exception, the one Kriyas HaTorah that we have the whole year where we don't have 10 psukim is on Purim. The whole parsha of Yamalek is exactly 9 psukim. That's the one exception of the Kriya, because that's where the Inyan ends. So we don't start beforehand, because it's a totally different topic, and it's about Peronius and Chayas and planning. So we start from Yavai Yamalek, they only 9 psukim, but that's the only exception. But Moshe Rabbeinu's tekana,
Purim.
Moshe Rabbeinu's tekana was 3 psukim. Okay. Came Ezra and said, no, it has to be 10 psukim. It has to be 3 oilim, and each one has to get at least 3 psukim. Rishama Isha, Moshe Tikkun Lahem Li Yisrael, Shikar Batara B'Shabosus, Yomtiv Rosh Chodesh Uchala Shamoyin. There's a separate tekana besides the read on Shabbos and Yomtiv Rosh Chodesh Uchala Moyin. This is separate from the tekana of reading every 3 days. Shabbos, Sheni, and Chamishi, there was a separate chiyuv to read on Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, etc. And the Rambam actually brings this, that down separately. It's a separate takana in Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, and this is the beginning. This what we've quoted from the Rambam before was in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph. So it's two separate takanas. There's a takana to read every week and Sheni Hamishi, and there's a separate takana to read Shabbos. Well, Shabbos really happened also, but Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed. Obviously, he wasn't mistaken for Purim and Hanukkah. They didn't exist yet. Okay, Zatim Mechaber. B'sheni u'b'chamishi b'shabbos mincha, Kerem Shloisha. Three times a week, we read. Three people read. That's going to be Monday morning, Thursday morning, and Shabbos mincha. It's three oilim. A person mehem may masif and aleim. So the law is we do not do less than three. The Torah was at least three. We do not add multiple kruyim because it's time, at least during the Monday and Thursday, it's time where people had to go to work, etc. We're not matriach on the tzibur. We only do three kruyim. That's the minimum amount that you have to have is three kruyim. We only do three kruyim. We do not read from Novi as well, which we do Shabbos morning. Comes the Ramah, and most interesting minute, which we do not do the Mishra point, we do not do this minute. I'd be fascinated to see if there's some place where they still do it. So there's two chasanim, one bechiyah, beginning of Aliyah, and they're both Yisraelim. So mutal lahosev likras revi. So you add a fourth Aliyah Monday morning, and we lay in four Aliyahs. Because this way, both chasanim will get an aliyah. They do have a yom tov shemutal lahosev. Why is that? Because for them, the law was a chasan during his Jewish Shemir Mishnah. He has a din of yom tov. He's not supposed to work. He's supposed to wear a big day yom tov. He has a din of yom tov. Chazar masak and it's everything like yom tov. The Mora says that. His mander was Saras. During the Shishay Mishnah, he did not have to show any Saras that he found on his body or in his bag. And to the Kohen, he's potter just like any Yisrael would be potter during Yom Tov. So, Yom Tov, we add extra Kruyim. So, even though the Tzibur, it's not Yom Tov, but since for the one you're adding, it's Yom Tov, so it's not a problem adding. Now, if there's two. Bali Bris, the Yamdu Shalam, who killed the Kamam Sim Top Kufn Tess, the Chabaz Yamtiv, I and the Kamam Rashim Rashi Bezi and Hussaf. And Mishabur points out this is not Arminic, because for the rest of the Tibur it's not like that. And plus, the Bali Bris, we do not. Bali Bris usually was a reference to the Sandik. The Sandik was actually the. It has the Kedima for the Leah. It's not a full Yom Tov. Now, I think we pointed out that the minig is that the father and the tzaddik, the day of the bris, the shachris, nobody says tachanun, the mincha. After the mitzvah is done, people will say tachanun. The father and the tzaddik do not say tachanun by mincha either. It's a Yom Tov for them. It's a Yom Tov. They should actually wear the bidei Shabbos the rest of the day as well. It's referring to in the morning. If a person does not read earlier in the day, they can read later on. So you have a situation, let's say, a group is traveling, so they have a chiyuv of laning, but they cannot get to the Sefer Torah. They're traveling by plane. They arrive in the afternoon, so they can go to a shul, and they would take out the Sefer Torah and they would lay. So interesting question which comes up in that situation, do they say Chatzi Kaddish after the Kriya? So, I mean, I've had this experience, actually I laid even. You fly in Darts Israel and you finally have to, everybody passes, have passport control, we davened on the plane, with a tzibur, without a tzibur, whatever sheet that you do. But you have to have people who haven't heard Kriyas HaTorah. So they would go to the shul over there in the airport and lay. So I ended up being the one who laid. But I said Chatzi Kaddish. That's brought down. You're supposed to say, you do say Kaddish afterwards, even though it's Mincha. No, without Mincha. You would say Kaddish afterwards. Okay. We don't add kriya from the Navi as well because of the tircha of the Am. They have to go to work. So imagine we had to have a kriya from the Navi every Monday and Thursday. It would be very difficult for people. Now, what about Mincha? So that explains Monday morning and Thursday morning. It doesn't explain Shabbos Mincha, why we don't add more, we're not allowed to add more, and why we don't learn from the Navi. The Aruch HaShulchan says they already learn from the Navi in the morning, they already learn the large Kriya in the morning. We don't need to make more of Hosafos by Mincha as well. So we don't need to be Matrich L'Tzibur, we said that. Another reason, that we don't lay from the Navi in the afternoon is because actually there was a Tekana, we'll see if we get there for Shabbos. They didn't lay from the Navi. There was a Tekana, you can't read Navi. You can't read Ksuvim. No, that's a mistake, I'm sorry. You can't read Ksuvim Shabbos afternoon because the Chacham would say a Drasha every week to teach the halachas to people, etc. And Ksuvim is considered in general very exciting. You know, people find it very interesting, hear and these type of things. So they're afraid that people would start reading Ksuvim, they would get involved in it,
right,
and not come to the drasha. You want them to hear the drasha; they should learn the halachas. The purpose of the drasha was to teach people the halachas. So, based on that, Master Shekel says that they would say the drasha until quite late, and then they would daven mincha close to shkia. So that's why they didn't make the longer kriya. They didn't allow ourselves in that situation. Okay. So you're allowed to be moisiv. Yeah. Okay. They shiuchol shneim lalas atar. We added a hoysafa that both chassanim can get an aliyah. Then the kasher chadam they know again. That's an arminig. Kol shkein linyan bali bris bari and then okay. So by chassanim it's mamash a din of yomtiv. Bali bris is not mamash a din of yomtiv. So if we're not doing it for chassanim, I'm not adding a hoysafa. We're not getting a hoysafa for the bali bris. So therefore, we don't make a hoysafa. Okay, let's at least pick up sit base. Welcome to Masikim B'Shabbos Shacharis Shom Karmer Mincha U'B'Sheni U'B'Chamishi U'B'Shabbos Habah. The place where you finish in the morning, that's where you start learning from in the afternoon, and you start that again on the Monday morning. You start that again Thursday morning. You start that again Shabbos morning. You know, so listen, well, why are we starting again Shabbos morning? We already read lane the part of the parsha. We start again from the beginning. Okay. If for whatever reason the tzibur was not able to get together to lay in one Shabbos, so the law is the Shabbos Habah current is a parsha even parsha Shaykh Elos Shabbos. So we add the parsha to the next week, and we lay in the coming Shabbos. We lay in both parshas. Okay. And that is the end of the sefer. Yeah. Well, come on, Mr. Mishabarus, baby. Start the Mishabarus. Mishabarus, cut down. B'shenu Chamishi. B'mincha B'shenu Chamishi. Okay. Now, b'mto b'kor la ha-shloish ha-kruyim b'parsha. B'shenu shal seder shua ha-over. B'shal shua ha-bo la-akar shua zeh. They lay in the wrong kriya. So this six parsha is up in the parsha Shlach, and they lay, you know, the first Elias and parsha Baloisch again, or the first Elias and parsha Karach. Right? So what's the lach over there? Imhum ha'akev b'di'evet aloi. So Shabbos morning, we're laying the parsha. You know, I laid the wrong parsha. Well, I laid something, you know. But over here, the main goal, they shall learn Torah. Okay, so, you know, so we laid something, you know, like, you know. So I happened to be that I laid, you know, Parshas Devarim. You know, I'm supposed to be Parshas Shlach. You know, I had a hard week. You know, what's the loch? Is it Ma'akev b'Dever or not? I'm a Piskei Tshuva Shehebi Deyos Achrenim B'Zet. So the Hasever Piskei Tshuva, which is not found in our version of the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't have it in his version. He has the Shari Tshuva, but there's a Hasever Piskei Tshuva printed in some version of the Shulchan Aruch. And he brings different opinions in regards to this issue with Machmir. But the Shiva does not give a final hakra. I can't tell you that I have any Shimush Meister Rav in this. I've never seen it happen.
If they don't lean the full amount, if they lean 10 psukim, but they miss like the 11th or 12th psukim pasuk.
Okay.
It's not
only lean 10 psukim, it's not ma'akev. I actually had this halacha lemaisa. I was in the Kriya Satara for Parshas Ekev, during the Shabbos Mincha for Parshas Ekev, of going to Parshas Ekev. It's a long Kriya. You have a few. Netzavim is very long. It's 20. Netzavim is 20 psukim. Parshas Ekev is even longer. It's over 25 psukim. This goes back, I think, the first year I was married, and I was here in Silver Spring, in the shul, and apparently the person did not show up, was supposed to lay by mincha. I said, I can lay 10 psukim, I'm not laying all 25, I don't know, So I laid 10 psukim. We divided it into three aliyahs, and laid 10 psukim, and I said, Rabbosai, that's it, that's all, folks. And that was it. They thought this very strange Shiva guy, So now in Bitlo, if they did not lane, so they make up the Shabbos of Bos. Mishabur says, what was the example of why they didn't lane? It could be that there was a disagreement about who would get the rights to have aliyahs, etc. The lower lane, these things happened until the point that they couldn't lane. So they didn't lane. And they did not lay it later in the day. They figured out, they solved the problem by mincha time. They'll read it in the afternoon. Mikru Shiva Gavri with seven aliyahs. Kol Yom HaShabbos was Zman HaKriya. Zman HaKriya is not limited to the morning. They couldn't figure out how to get to any resolution of this issue by Shabbos Mincha as well. You don't lay the whole parsha during the week. They weren't masakana because there's bit the malacha. You can rock a parsha min a seder shal Shabbos above min a Shabbos over. So now, during the Monday and Thursday, they will lay in the Kriya of the upcoming parsha, even though they missed the parsha, but they will lay in for the upcoming parsha, and the Shabbos they'll deal with that. Now, if they missed one Shabbos, they make it up. Now, what would be in a situation where they missed multiple Shabbos? Let's hold it here. We'll pick up tomorrow at that point.